When Cronus, defending his mother Gaia, defeated Uranus, several drops of the supreme god's blood got into the ocean. The water around them immediately began to boil and foam. The column of foam grew larger and larger, from which Aphrodite, the goddess of love, was soon born. The youngest daughter of Uranus was born on the shores of Kethir. But she did not like the nature of the island. Then slipping on the surface of the sea, Aphrodite reached Cyprus, where she came ashore. There she was met by beautiful Aura, goddesses of autumn, winter, summer and spring. They put a golden crown on her head, a symbol of the power of the Olympians. The eternally young goddess was so beautiful and graceful that all living things were captivated by her charms. Wherever Aphrodite set foot, wonderful flowers sprang up. Mighty trees stretched their green branches to her, and her procession was accompanied by the singing of wonderful birds. Her constant companions were the gods of lust, Eros and Himeroth.